जमुना तीरा बन छारे। जय जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारे। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे। गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरि वरधारे। गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरि वरधारे। यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन। जमुना तीरा बन छारे। जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारे। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे। हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। कृष्णा रे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे। हरे राम रे राम 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 हरे हरे। जायो राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे राधे। जायो राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे राधे। जायो श्री गोपाल श्री गोपाल जय श्री गोपाल जयो प्रभुपदा जयो प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा नीताय गौर हरिबोल हरि बोल हरिबो गौर हरिबो जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतसी श्रीमद श्रीवांग्देश ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतसी श्रीमद श्रीवांग्देश भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्णा गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय ब्रजभूमि से वृंदावन धाम की जय नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय भक्ति देवी श्री तुलसी महारानी की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवतिं नेष्टिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछा कल्प तरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। राम राम हरे हरे।
श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11th, Chapter 20, text number 35. Nairapeksham param prahor, nishreyasam analpakam, tasma nirashisho bhaktir, निरपेक्षस्य मे भवेत्। नैरपक्षेम परं प्राहोर् निश्रेयसं अनल्पकं तस्मा निराशिषो भक्तिर् निरपेक्षस्य मे भवेत्। नैरपेक्षं परं प्राहोर् निश्रेयसं अनल्पकं तस्मा निराशिषो भक्तिर् निरपेक्षस्य मे भवेत्। Translation purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Translation: It is said that complete detachment is the highest stage of freedom. Therefore, one who has no personal desire and does not pursue personal rewards can achieve loving devotional service unto me. Purport: As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 3rd Chapter, 10th Verse, Akama Sarva Kamo Va Moksha Kama Udaridhi तीव्रेन भक्ति योगेन यजेत पुरुषं परम. A person who has broader intelligence, whether he be full of all material desires, without any material desires, or desiring liberation, must by all means worship the Supreme Whole, the Personality of Godhead. In this statement by Sukadeva Goswami, the words Tivrena Bhakti Yogena are very significant. Srila Prabhupada remarks in this regard, as the unmixed sun ray is very forceful and therefore is called Tivra. Similarly, unmixed Bhakti Yoga of hearing, chanting, etc. may be performed by one and all regardless of inner motive. Undoubtedly, in this age of Kali, people are generally very fallen and polluted by material lust, greed, anger, lamentation, and so forth. In this age, most people are sarva-kama, or full of material desires. Still, we must understand that simply by taking shelter of Lord Krishna, we will achieve everything in life. The living entity should not engage in any process except the loving devotional service of the Lord. One must accept the Lord Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure, and that only Lord Krishna within our heart can fulfill our real desires. This simple faith that one will achieve everything by approaching Lord Krishna is the essence of all knowledge and carries even a fallen person over the painful hurdles of this difficult age. Om Gyanati Varandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jana Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prasharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarini. Hare Krishna. Once Prabhupada was sitting in his room and he was discussing with some of the guests. So one of the person in the audience, he said that, Swamiji, my Guru Maharaj is a most renounced person. He has renounced everything. He is the biggest vairagi. So Prabhupada looked at him and he said, what does he have to renounce? Everything belongs to Krishna. He's just an ordinary person. Whatever we have, everything belongs to Krishna. Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarva loko maheshwaram suhridam sarva bhutanam gyatvamam shanti mruchyati. That Krishna is the proprietor. He is the enjoyer. He is the owner of everything. He is the owner of the planets. He is the owner of the 24 elements. He is the owner of all our bodies. So what does he have to renounce? So, renunciation, there are three types of vairagyas. The first is Markata Vairagya, second is Smashana Vairagya, and third, which is a real vairagya, is called Yukta Vairagya. Prabhupada gives an example for Markata Vairagya. Like monkeys, they stay in the forest. They eat only roots and fruits. They don't even wear clothes. They are very great renunciates, vairagis. They are always surrounded by companions. So what kind of renunciation is this? This is called Markata Vairagya. Prabhupada gives the second definition of Smashana Vairagya. Sometimes people go to funeral fire, crematorium, and when the dead body is burning into the funeral fire, they suddenly get a renunciation. They suddenly get the thoughts, you know, everything is temporary. Everything is illusory. Nothing is permanent in this world. Only Ram Nama Satya hai. Only holy name of Ram is Satya. Everything is illusion. That is called Smashana Vairagya. Vairagya developed at the funeral fire. But as soon as they come home, and again they start indulging into sense gratification, that is Smashana Vairagya. But Yukta Vairagya means Nirbande Krishna Sambande Yukta Vairagya Uchyate. Everything belongs to Krishna. I am servant of Krishna. And whatever Krishna has provided me, I should use it in Krishna's service. That is Yukta Vairagya. Prabhupada gives the example of Arjun. Arjun was the most skillful warrior. He had the capacity to kill millions of people. But he became Smashan Vairagi for some time. He didn't want to fight. So then Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to him. And finally he used all his skills for pleasure of Krishna. That is called Yukta Vairagya. Hanumanji was very powerful. He used all his strength, all his skills in rescuing Sita, in the service of Lord Ram. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Rushyate. All these senses, mind and whatever we have, using it in Krishna's service. So when we use all these, you know, whatever facilities or whatever bodies we have, if we use it in Krishna's service, and then Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Param Drishtva Nivartate, then that person becomes a real Vairagi. Unless we get the higher taste, unless we enjoy and relish that pure Krishna prema, one can never give up lower taste for sense gratification. If someone tries to give up this sense gratification on his own, he will miserably fail. So only by Param Drishtva Nivartate. Jiva Goswami writes in one of his commentary that Jnana and Vairagya, renunciation and knowledge, these are the two kids, two children of bhakti. But this Jnana and Vairagya is different from normal, ordinary Jnana and Vairagya. Whoever is a Vairagi having no connection with Krishna, actually he is not a Vairagi. That knowledge and Vairagya brings soft-heartedness. The knowledge and Vairagya which is born from bhakti, which are the real kids of bhakti, they bring soft-heartedness. And Vairagya or knowledge which has no connection with Krishna, that Vairagya brings hard-heartedness. Jiva Goswami says that giving up all these material possessions of this world, it's easy. But after becoming a Vairagi, that person becomes hard-hearted. Once a person is engaged in bhakti, that bhakti makes his heart softens. That bhakti softens the person's heart. But without having connection with bhakti, that Vairagya makes him more and more hard-hearted. Therefore, manas deho geho jau kichu mura arapila tuapade nand kishor. Maria Krishna, my mind, my senses, my family, whatever I have, it is in your service. That is called real Vairagya. Vairagya is not just an external dress, wearing a saffron dress or staying in some monastery. Of course, that is also one kind of Vairagya. But the real Vairagya is considering that everything belongs to Krishna, my body, my mind, my family, everything belongs to Krishna and I am simply servant of Krishna. That is real Vairagya. Vairagya can be a man, woman, grihastha, sannyasi. Giving up the desires for sense gratification, giving up the desires of minds, it's okay, it's easy. But giving up false ego is most difficult. So therefore the taste of a sannyasi or a Vairagi is not just simply controlling the senses. If that person is ready to give up his ego, then he's called real Vairagi. Prabhupada gives the example of Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni was a really hardcore tapasvi. There was no question of lust, greed and other things. But when he came to Ambarish Maharaja's house, just imagine, Ambarish Maharaj is such a nice gentleman. He is ready to offer all the facilities, food and everything, whatever Durvasa Muni wants, he is ready to give him. So now, what is the reason why should Durvasa Muni become angry at Ambarish Maharaj? Simply because he just drank one drop of the water? Is that the cause? No, ego. How can he drink before me? I am his guest, his host. He should drink and eat after me. So this false ego is very difficult to give up. I am superior to someone. that superiority complexity is not easy to give up. Therefore, our Acharya, especially Narad Muni, when he went to Mrigarari, because Mrigarari, before becoming a devotee, he was a cruel hunter. He would not kill animals. He would just injure them. And when the animals would suffer, he would enjoy seeing their suffering. So he was such a cruel hunter. But after getting the holy name from Narad Muni, he became a Vaishnava. After some time, he didn't even feel comfortable putting on steps on an ant. He was such a gentle, refined person. When Narad Muni and Parvat Muni saw so much of change in Mrigarari, Narad Muni said, "It is not a strange on your part that you are behaving in such a way. Previously you are a cruel hunter and now you are such a compassionate, genuine sadhu. It is not a strange thing." Narad Muni said, "It's by nature. Bhakti is very tender and very delicate. When a person becomes a devotee, the first quality he develops in his heart becomes softness. His heart becomes so soft that he cannot harm anyone. He cannot insult anyone. So that is the pure quality of devotion. When someone develops purity or that genuine bhakti in his heart, that hard-heartedness vanishes from the heart. Once, during the Civil War of America, Abraham Lincoln, he was a president, and he had a secretary. So this secretary, he was a hefty, strong, masculine-bodied, athletic man. So he was secretary, and he was always busy in just writing letters and sending mails. He was only dealing with a pen and paper. But he was not happy and satisfied with the job. He would always complain to Abraham Lincoln that, "I want to go to the battlefield. I want to do something great for my country. I want to fight. I want to die on the battlefield." So Abraham Lincoln tolerated for some time. And one day, he went to that secretary. And very lovingly, he patted his back. And then he said, "My dear young man, I can see that you are quite willing to die for your country, but you are not willing to live for your country. It is very difficult to die for someone, but it's very difficult to live for someone's welfare, to protect someone. A responsible life is the greatest renunciation." One cannot say that. Sometimes people say, "Yeah, I'm detached. I don't even stay with my family. I don't stay with my wife. I don't stay with my children." But that is not vairagi. That is hard-heartedness. Real vairagi means he lives a responsible life. If you see what to speak of devotees, what to speak of human being, even animals, they don't give up their responsibilities. Even birds, they don't give up their responsibility. Few days back, I saw from our floor in Vrindavan forest, there was one bird. He was a bachelor bird, single. When he was a bachelor, single, he did not make any efforts for creating a nest or building a house for him. After some time also, I saw he got married. He had his wife. So suddenly, he was busy in making the nest. I saw in that tree, he was busy in making the nest. After some time, that female bird, she laid eggs. Now, to take care of the eggs, she was all the time just being with that eggs. After some time, the baby birds, they were also born. And then I literally saw, this bird was working so hard. There were 4 or 5 small baby birds. Because mother cannot leave the birds, because there are small birds, there can be any danger. So the mother bird and all the small siblings, the children, they were all sitting at place. And this person, he has to feed his own belly. He was working so hard, he was bringing food to his wife, to his children. And he did his responsibility perfectly. When the children were now ready to fly, they fly in a different direction. And even sea also went to some direction. So even birds, even animals, they also take their responsibilities perfectly. So how can we, sometimes in the modern world, people become, suddenly they get a renunciation, detachment. Oh, I don't want to stay with my mother, I don't want to stay with my father, I don't want to stay with my wife, I don't want to stay with my children. This is irresponsibility. Actually, Narad Muni says, in bhakti, there is no place for harshness. If someone is harsh, behaving harsh towards someone, he is not a devotee. He is not even an ordinary human being. Actually, harshness is a demonic quality of Kali Yuga. When Kali Yuga began, during Satyuga, Dwapar Yuga, and Satyuga, Treta Yuga, and Dwapar Yuga, you won't find this harshness. But when Kali Yuga began, this harshness, because quarrel and hypocrisy, harshness is the first quality of a Kali Yuga. Therefore, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was traveling to South India, he went to one place where Kurma Brahmana was residing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed with Kurma Brahmana. He was a grihastha householder, wives, with wives and children. After some time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to leave. He wanted to go ahead. Kurma Brahmana was so much attached to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, "My dear Mahaprabhu, I want to give up everything. I want to take sannyas. I just want to travel with you." Mahaprabhu Chaitanya said, "There is no need. There is no need to show Markat Vahiragya. Just be with your family. Take care of your children. Take care of your wife. And by doing this your responsibility, you will surely attain Goloka Vrindavan." There was no need of any renunciation. And especially in Kali Yuga, especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has specially given the instruction. In Kali Yuga, there is no need of this external renunciation. Simply by changing the dress and this, these are all superficiality. Renunciation is within the heart. How much we are attached to hearing and chanting the glories of Krishna. How much attraction we have for mundane songs, mundane movies, mundane discussions, prajalpa. That will decide whether you are a real renounced person or not. Sometimes even, this is reality. Sometimes even some humble housewife, she could be more attached to Krishna than any other sannyasi or vairagi. 24 hours constantly, what is our absorption? Where our mind is going? If your mind is hankering some name, fame, prestige is very high stage. No one can become free from name, fame, prestige so suddenly. But at least the mind and the senses, if this mind and senses are focused in Krishna service, anyone, whether it is a man or a woman, can become sannyasi or vairagi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown in his by his example, Goswamis, six Goswamis, Tektva Turuna Masheja Mandalapati Srenim Sadatuchavat. All these Goswamis, they had given up everything. They literally had everything with them. Most scholarly people, most influential, had unlimited wealth. They gave it up everything. Now they are a sadhu, they are a vairagi. When they went to Vrindavan, what did they do? Again they accepted Krishna samsara. Although they were wearing robes of a sadhu, but they were not inactive. They accepted more responsibilities. Sanatan Goswami, practically 24 hours, he was busy dealing with people's problem. Therefore, you will find in this recent Guru Purnima day, millions of people were doing Govardhan Parikrama, in the remembrance of Sanatan Goswami. Although Sanatan Goswami had rejected or become detached from this material world, but now he had accepted the responsibility on behalf of Krishna. He would travel every day. He would speak to all the villages. He would even ask the people whether your daughter is married, whether your, how are your crops in the field. So this is real vairagya. Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandhe, yukta vairagyam uchyate. Raghunath Das Goswami, such a hardcore renunciate, he would just drink one drop of buttermilk within 3 days. Once in the 3 days, he would take one drop of buttermilk. Such a person, what is the responsibility for him? Mahaprabhu said, no. You excavate Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. So he was practically doing all the management of that Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. So all our Goswamis and Acharyas, they showed by their example that simply becoming detached from this material world, that is not a real renunciation. Real renunciation means when you engage in Krishna's service, that is real renunciation. Simply by mundane gyan and vairagya, we can never understand Krishna. Like brahmanas who were performing yagyas in Vrindavan, at outskirts of Vrindavan, some brahmanas were busy and engaged in performing yagya for the pleasure of demigods. So Krishna and Balram and all his cowherd friends, they were tending the cows nearby in the forest. Krishna and Balram, they sent some of the boyfriends to the brahmanas and said, please go and ask for some food. Brahmanas, they had only bookish knowledge. They had no realization. And therefore, if a person has unlimited knowledge or lot of knowledge of the Shastra and Vairagya, but no devotion, it's the most dangerous thing. So these Brahmanas, they did not reject it directly, but they just smiled. They did not reciprocate with the children. When the wives of the Brahmanas, they heard that these boys came, you know, they are the Krishna's boys. Krishna had sent them. They collected all the fine food with them and immediately ran towards the forest. Their husband stopped them, but he did not bother. So the wives of the Brahmanas, they were pure devotees of Krishna. Bhakti can be born in the heart only by other devotional practices. So these Brahmanas, they were reading only scriptures, but the wives of the Brahmanas, they would hear Krishna's pastimes through other ladies. So simply by hearing from the authentic bona fide Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, they also become pure devotee. So these Brahman ladies, they went, they served the food to Krishna. Krishna became so pleased with their simple service attitude. Krishna immediately sent them to Golok Vrindavan. And Krishna created a shadow Brahmanis or some illusory Brahmanis, and those Brahman ladies, they went to their house. So, simply by humility and simplicity, this humility and simplicity, when it arises in one's heart, then one can conquer ajita. Ajita means the person who is unconquerable. No one can conquer Krishna. He is ajita. Krishna makes us everyone dance on the strings of his maya illusion. The three modes of material nature and the illusory energy of Krishna, she makes everyone dance, including Brahma, Shiva and all the big gods. They dance in the order of Krishna. But same personality Krishna in Vrindavan, he dances. And the gopis, they come together and they call Krishna in seclusion. And then they tell Krishna, oh Krishna, we'll give you special sweet, but you'll have to dance. And because their love is so genuine, so simple and so pure, Krishna also acts exactly like them. Krishna, he says, are you sure you will give me that sweet? You will not cheat me? Then gopi show the sweet to him. See, here is the sweet. Then the gopis start clapping their hands. And Krishna starts dancing on those clappings. Just imagine, Krishna, where the unlimited sages and rishis and the Vedas and the demigods are waiting for one glimpse of Krishna, and here Krishna is ready to dance on the order of his devotees. Krishna is a real renunciate. He is a real vairagi. Krishna has no ego. We tiny people, we have little control in our hand, right? We may have some post position, we may have some people under us, and we become so proud of our post position, of our achievements,
We are so tiny, all this given by Krishna. We know everything, but still we become proud. Can you imagine how much Krishna should be proud? How much pride he should be having in his heart? He is supplying everything. He is doing everything. And we people, we are proud of the borrowed feathers. We have taken the borrowed feathers from someone and still we are proud of that. And Krishna, he is so humble. If someone tells us to wash someone's feet in the public or in front of the people who are, they worship you, we'll never do it. Krishna washed the feet of Sudama. And Sudama was not a very influential prime minister or president. He was just a poor beggar. But Krishna, he doesn't care whether you are a renunciate or this or that. If you are a genuine sadhu, you are pure-hearted, Krishna will serve you. Krishna washed the feet of Sudama Brahman. And Nanda Maharaj, sometimes because he has to go for a meeting, he says, "My dear Krishna, please bring my wooden shoes." Krishna goes inside, first looks at the wooden shoes, and he makes a note in his heart whether I can lift this or not. So somehow, by putting his lot of efforts, he puts that wooden shoes on his head and carries those wooden shoes on his head and brings his father. Krishna has no ego. He is a real Vairagi. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smritir gyanam apohanam cha. Krishna says that I give the knowledge to everyone. All the Vedas are composed by me. And by reading those Vedas and the Shastra, whatever knowledge we have, we become a little proud of that. So, Krishna carries the shoes of his father. Sometimes Krishna plays games with his coward boyfriends. Once Krishna was playing with his friends, and Rohini Mata, she came to call Krishna for taking breakfast because Nanda Maharaj was waiting for Krishna. Rohini Mata came and said, "Oh Krishna, please come and your father is waiting for breakfast." And the game was not yet over. The boyfriends of Krishna, they threatened Krishna. "See Krishna, game is not yet over. You cannot go now. If you leave the game, we'll never allow you to play again with us." Krishna becomes fearful. Krishna tells Rohini Mata, "My dear Mata, please go ahead. I'll join you after some time. I have to complete this game." So Krishna, he's afraid of his devotees because his devotees' love is so innocent and pure. The Brajavasis, their love for Krishna is so natural, so spontaneous. There is no formality. Uddhavji came to Vrindavan and he wanted to give solace to Nanda Maharaj and Yashodamai. He saw that Nanda Maharaj and Yashodamai, there is so much of separation from Krishna. They are crying constantly. And he was a disciple of Brihaspati. He wanted to give some Vedic knowledge to, you know, give some encouragement to them. So in the evening, he sat with Nanda Maharaj and Yashodamai and he started speaking. Uddhava says, "My dear Nanda Maharaj, you should not consider Krishna as your son. He is not an ordinary boy. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is the source of everything. He is the boss of all the demigods. Even Brahma, Shiva and everyone bows at his feet. And you consider him as an ordinary son. You should not lament. He is not your just ordinary son." And Nanda Maharaj looks at Uddhavji. And Nanda Maharaj said, "My dear Uddhava, I feel pity on you. I was thinking that you are a disciple of Brihaspati. You must be very, very knowledgeable person, right? But you don't know even simple thing. You call my Krishna, my son, as a supreme personality of Godhead, as a God, as a master of the demigods. Do you know? My son Krishna never spoke the truth. You are calling him as the absolute truth. I never seen him speaking truth. He always lied. He only speaks a lie. And you are calling me an absolute truth. You ask me about Krishna. Whenever there is a lightning in the sky or thunder in the sky, he becomes so afraid, he becomes so fearful, he immediately starts running and goes and merges in the lap of his mother. He is frightened of lightning and you call
him as a Krishna, as a Supreme Personality of Godhead? And then the Maharaj says, we have seen all his activities. Then Uddhava says, there is no point in telling these people. These people have such a pure, innocent love for Krishna that I cannot impress them by my Vedic knowledge or my intellectual capacity. When the cowherd boyfriends of Krishna, when they saw after the Govardhan Leela, Brahma, Shiva, Indra, all the demigods, including all the rivers, Ganga, Jamuna, and Vidyadhara, Charanathi, all came to Govindakun to perform Abhishek of Krishna. They accepted Krishna as a real Indra, real master. So Brahmaji was doing Aarti with that opulent golden diya ghee lamp, and Vayudeta was putting a chamar, and all these demigods, Airavat was doing Abhishek, Ganga Mata and all the demigods, they were doing Abhishek of Krishna. Krishna's boyfriends, they were hiding in the behind the bushes, and they were seeing from the bushes what these people are doing. These people seem to be like a very elevated from the higher planets, but they are worshipping our simple Gopal, is our friend. So after that Abhishek, during that Abhishek, Krishna called Brahmaji. He said, come near. When Brahmaji came close to Krishna, Krishna told Brahmaji, do it fast. Your aarti is taking a lot of time. Do it fast. Because my boyfriends are waiting for me. All the demigods were shocked. We came from the heavenly planet to worship this Gopal. And it's not that Krishna was disinterested or he hard-hearted. He didn't want to bother demigods. But he was more interested in his boyfriends. Because these boys had no alternative motive. They loved Krishna because he was their friend. But the demigods and others, they loved Krishna because he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If he is not pleased, then something may happen. Sometimes we also give respect to seniors because they have some post position. If I don't follow his instruction, if my relationship is not good with him, then I don't know whether he will cooperate with me or not. So that love also is not pure. Just like when Krishna had a headache in Dwarka, Krishna called Narad Muni. He said, Narada, I have this headache. So Narad Muni said, what is the medicine? He said, please go and bring the dust of the feet of my devotees. Narad Muni said, very easy. Immediately went to Dwarka and asked all the Dwarkavasis, please give your dust of your feet. Krishna has headache. No Dwarkavasi gave the dust. He went all the gods. Narad Muni is a spaceman. He went all the planets. Nobody gave him the dust. Finally he said, hey, there is no hope now. Finally he went to Vrindavan. Came to Gopis. Oh Gopis, do you know what is that? Krishna has a headache. What is the medicine? You have to give the dust of your lotus feet. Gopis said, oh, that's all. Gopis started scrubbing their feet. Although their feet were so soft, lotus feet, they had no dust. But still they started scrubbing the feet. And somehow they collected little dust. I said, please go and give it to Krishna. Narad Muni said, oh Gopis, do you know? By giving this feet, you will be rotten into hell for millions of lifetimes. Gopi said, doesn't matter. Even if you have to go to hell and rotten in the hell for millions of lifetimes, if it gives 1 minute's pleasure to our Krishna, that is worth. So this loving, that purity, therefore because these gopis and the Brajavasis, they had so much love for Krishna, Krishna also was reciprocating with them. At Nandagaon Terkadam, sometimes Krishna, not sometimes, every day, it's every day is up here. Krishna calls each and every cow by their name. Oh, Mridangamukhi, oh Shukla, oh Pita, he calls every cow by their name. This is God. God, this Krishna is so loving. He's so practical. He's so down to earth. He's so caring. Sometimes, this other people have their concept of God. God is somewhere in the sky. We don't know whether he's old or young or a man or a woman. Whether he has a form or not. So if you don't have any conception of God, you don't have any knowledge of God, how will you love him?
But here is Krishna. He is showing, see my love, how I reciprocate with my friends, how I deal with my devotees, how I love them. Once I uploaded one video on YouTube about Krishna's Leela. So one lady commented on that. Why does your Krishna acts like a human? Krishna's activities look very similar to human being, right? Actually, it is not like that. Krishna never acts like human being. Human being tries to imitate Krishna's activities. Because Krishna is first. We are amshas of Krishna. We are part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is not our part and parcel. We are his amsha. So Krishna, if we have feelings, if we have loving sentiments, if we want to do so many things, we want to do some heroic activities, where did this propensity come from? Krishna has all these feelings and loving sentiments full in him. But the difference between we and Krishna is, his loving sentiments and is completely pure and spiritual, and ours is material. So Krishna does not act like a human being. Human being tries to act like Krishna. So if someone wants to experience this loving ecstasy, it's not a matter of discussion, argument or logic. Sometimes people want to read scriptures and they want to understand God. They want to understand God through logics, reasonings and arguments. We may understand God through logics and arguments to some extent. But we cannot relish God's love by argument and logics. God is not a matter of subject of discussion and reasoning. God is a matter of experiencing. So, if we want to really experience that love, then humility is the first criteria. Once, Venkat Bhatta came to meet Rupa Goswami, and Rupa Goswami was writing some scripture, some literature, and Venkat Bhatta saw, and he saw there was some correction, some grammar mistake. So then he told Rupa Goswami that here is some mistake, we have to recorrect it. So then Rupa Goswami said, no problem. So Rupa Goswami went to some place. By that time, Jiva Goswami also came. So Venkat Bhatta also repeated the same thing to Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami corrected Venkat Bhatta. No, whatever my Guru Maharaj Rupa Goswami has written, that's perfect. This is not a mistake. And then Venkat Bhatta was convinced that is true. Whatever Rupa Goswami has written is right. After that, Rupa Goswami came to know that Jiva Goswami corrected Venkat Bhatta, Rupa Goswami said, there is no place for you in Vrindavan. You go away from here. Jiva Goswami then he started living in a crocodile hole on the banks of Jamuna. See, he had no faults. Jiva Goswami absolutely had no faults, but out of humility, he accepted the chastisement and punishment of his guru. That is real Vairagya. Jiva Goswami did not argue or fight with Rupa Goswami because he had no ego. He had surrendered his ego to his guru and Krishna, and that was a real qualification to understand God, to experience God. And finally, I'll just end my class with narrating one story. Once Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would do Harinam Sankirtan during the daytime. But at the night, he was only with his very close, intimate friends or his associates, his devotees. He would do Harinam Sankirtan at Shiva Sangan. So in that kirtan, no one was allowed, outsiders. So one brahmachari, he was very renounced. He was only drinking milk, very detached. He also wanted to see that beautiful dance of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he requested Srivas Thakur. Srivas Thakur said, okay, since you are so pure, you are so austere, you please come, but you cannot sit with all the devotees. You please hide yourself behind the clay pots. So he hid himself behind the clay pot, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started singing and dancing. Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy, crying, jumping. And suddenly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped his dance. He said, is there anyone in this house?
who is not pure, who is not totally as a devotee? Srivast Thakur said, no, my dear Mahaprabhu, but there is one brahmachari who drinks only milk. Mahaprabhu became so furious, so angry, he said, get him out of the house immediately. Otherwise, I'll burn the whole universe. Chaitanya Bhagavat says, he's not just a brahmachari, I will not just kill him. I'll burn the whole universe. Mahaprabhu became so angry. And Mahaprabhu said, do you think that simply by drinking milk, one can achieve that devotion, purity, or that love for Krishna? So this brahmachari, he understood. He went up out of the house. But in his heart, he was thinking, he was so grateful. He was so humble. He thought in his heart that at least for some time, I could see that beautiful dance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am so fortunate that Mahaprabhu allowed me to see his dance at least for a few moments. Mahaprabhu is sitting as a Paramatma in his everyone's heart. Mahaprabhu understood that this brahmachari or this sadhu is very pure, very humble. He told Srivast Thakur, bring him back. He was brought back. And then Mahaprabhu told him, to achieve Krishna Prem is not just a vairagya or a renunciation. How much austere you are, how much knowledgeable you are, how much knowledge you had, that doesn't matter. It's all superficial, external. How much humility, that simplicity, that pure, genuine love, that soft-heartedness you have developed, that will decide whether you are a real renounced or vairagi or not. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna. You want me to sing? It's already 9:20.